Capital Insider sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association, committed to connecting Oklahoma physicians with matters that are important to Oklahoma patients. More on vision and mission of OSMA at okmed.org.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, at most, 3 weeks are left in this year's legislative session, and it's all budget, budget, budget. Lawmakers spent two of the last 5 days in what the governor has called a budget summit. Has that approach produced any new agreement?
Budget negotiators have made progress, but they have yet to reach a final agreement. The Senate and House's original budget proposals included agreements on 15 state agencies and one program's budget, mostly where they were holding things flat. Things got off to a slow start last Monday, but the pace really picked up Thursday, with the teams reaching a number of line item agreements, specific funding for particular programs within state agencies, and agreements on funding levels for some of the smaller agencies they previously had not agreed upon.
There are still various outstanding issues: deferred maintenance, capital improvements, whether to slow spending, whether to cut individual income taxes, what to do with so-called excess money, and how to fund agencies, including K-12 and higher education, which combine to make up the largest part of the budget. They're even going back and forth on whether to start their discussions talking about revenue or expenditures. How did legislators get this deep in the session and still leave so much unresolved?
I really think there are two reasons. First, this is how the process works. The budget teams are talking about spending between $11 and $13 billion. So those are not easy decisions, and that work began in October when state agencies made their budget request. Then those requests were reviewed by subcommittee chairs in the fall, and then the appropriations subcommittees when the session began. All that work produced the Senate's budget resolution that passed in March and the House budget blueprint that was made public in April. That's a lot of work. But that one-month period between the Senate passing its resolution and the House releasing its blueprint is the second reason I think we are where we are at. That delayed the final talks. And things were delayed another week near the end of April when Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat replaced his Appropriations Committee chair. So all that work, combined with a couple of hiccups, put us at the end of the first week in May without a budget agreement.
And that's where we are right now. Legislative weeks normally are 4 days. Lawmakers haven't had a five-day week yet. Does that say anything about where legislators think they are in closing out the session?
I think it does, and I think they believe they're better off than perhaps we suspect they are. Lawmakers already have sent 300 bills to Governor Kevin Stitt's desk. He has signed 279 of those, vetoed 19, and allowed two to become law without his signature. On average, the governor acts on around 420 bills every session. In other words, a lot of work has already been done rather quietly.
The state treasurer just released a new revenue report, and as is often the case, it's a good news, bad news report.
That's right. Total tax revenue for April was up $57.7 million, or 3%, over the same month 1 year ago, State Treasurer Todd Russ recently reported. For the month, most tax sources were up, but sales tax collections, a measure of consumer buying power and sentiment, were down just over 2 percentage points. For the 12-month period, total receipts for the past 12 months are down $584.6 million, or 3.3%, something certainly worth watching.
Sean, what's on the agenda for the week ahead?
Dare I say it? Budget, budget, budget. Day three of the budget summit is planned for sometime Monday, and lawmakers will continue working through those other bills they would like to see on the governor's desk before the legislature is required to adjourn at 5 p.m. May 31st.
Okay. Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find audio and transcripts at kgou.org and look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Capital Insider, sponsored by United for Oklahoma, tribal nations building unity and economic strength to benefit all Oklahomans. More at unitedforoklahoma.com. Oklahoma thrives together.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.